bit more chances for you to see Weezer at Crypto.com Arena October 24th. You get on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in Boston and win a autographed guitar. Another chance for you to win is coming up on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb. A meteorologist loses it laughing on the air. He can't stop for a full minute. Here in Los Angeles, somebody stole 40,000 pounds of Pabst Blue Ribbon. There's a story about AI answering 911 calls, and that seems bad to me. The 420 catch of the day is our new music feature, and in the 5 o'clock hour, we do What's Your Story, and we have tickets for Almost Monday at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on Monday. And yesterday's winner of What's Your Story, you got caught doing something dumb at work.
Yeah, awesome. My wife and I work together, and we use like our little internal Google chat to talk really provocatively, and HR had to pull us into an office and like read the whole list.
How did HR get a hold of it? Did you accidentally include someone else?
No, there was this girl I worked with, and she was like my quote unquote, like my direct, you know, not my manager, but the higher up. And she hated me because bosses loved me. So she noticed that we were just like typing back and forth, and she reported us.
Oh. I know. That is so lame. But so you had to sit through an entire meeting of this HR person going through the conversations.
Yeah. Like one of the funniest ones was like my wife was like, at the time, girlfriend, she was like, I think I got my period. And then she was like, nope, just juicing. And then we like recounted like everything from the night before. It was really bad.
Oh my gosh.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
But you didn't get fired.
I know. I ended up getting laid off a few months later. But yeah, I was so afraid to go back into the office.
Yeah,
of
course.
We had a guy manager, and when HR started like reading, it was like sheets and sheets of printout. Like it looked like a screenplay.
And
she started reading it, and my boss like had to excuse himself because it was just so bad.
Oh, that's so funny.
So good.
I love it. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Oh, I get it now. That's funny. But seriously, I hate you, and I hope you get hit by a truck.
In Montclair, someone pulled off what may be the biggest heist ever. Biggest beer heist, that is.
Somebody stole a PBR truck. They stole the whole truck. Details coming up on K-Rock. We want you to see Weezer in Boston on K-Rock Road Trip USA Destination number 8. Keep listening for your chance to win to see tickets to see Weezer at Crypto.com October 24th. You also qualify for a shot to see him again in Boston with a signed guitar. Another chance is coming up in the next half hour on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have Almost Monday in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on Monday. And we're going to give you some tickets for that, as well as the tickets to see Weezer when they play Crypto.com Arena October 24th. You get on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in Boston with a signed guitar. Let's do People Are Dumb, shall we?
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
In Montclair, someone pulled off what may be the biggest heist ever. Biggest beer heist, that is.
See, I said heist and you thought money, but this is a beer heist. It's the biggest beer heist. You didn't see that coming.
The thief stole a Pabst Blue Ribbon truck.
I mean, it does say PBR in giant letters all the way down the side, but was it full?
Holding 40,000 pounds of beer.
When did we start measuring beer in pounds? That's weird.
That's more than 50,000 cans of PBR.
Look, this is not a tight-knit group of specialists that get together and everybody plays their part. One guy does the explosives and another guy can pick locks and another guy keeps watch out and there's a driver. They all have their specialties and they came up on a PBR truck and they all did their thing. And still, this is just some dude saw a truck, said PBR on it. And he thought, this will be hilarious. I'm taking it.
The folks at Pabst are not happy about it. They've issued an ultimatum to the thief to return the truck and the beer.
Yeah, they said on social media, to the thief, we don't fault you for wanting to brag to your friends how much PBR you have. We just wish you would have attained it the honorable way. The company also gave the thief an ultimatum. Pabst is officially starting the clock now. You have exactly 18 days and 44 minutes to return our truck, no questions asked. Leading up to that time, we will be offering a reward to anybody who can help us solve this mystery. All right, it's easy enough to take the truck, but where do you hide a full Pabst Blue Ribbon truck? P.S., this is real, and we are deadly serious.
No questions asked, or else.
What exactly do you think is going to happen in 18 days and 44 minutes if they don't get their truck back? Are they threatening people? You do not take PBR in Los Angeles and run off with it all willy-nilly. The tall boy will be protected at all costs. Tickets to see Weezer at Crypto.com and a chance to see him again in Boston with an autographed guitar. Coming up, your chance to win is coming up just after Third Eye Blind on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Maria.
Hi, Maria, you are caller 20.
Yay, that is so awesome.
You got tickets to see Weezer at Crypto.com Arena on October 24th, and you're also on the standby boarding list for a shot to see them again in Boston with a signed guitar.
Oh, sounds great. Thank you.
You know how you have to stop laughing, and just the fact that you have to stop laughing means that you can't, and you continue and you laugh harder, and then you realize I really need to stop laughing, but I can't. That happened with me and my third grade teacher, Mrs. Gagnus. She played dodgeball with us, and she landed right on the ball, stood on it for 1 second, and then flipped. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And I was the only one, me and Elaine were the only people laughing. And she sent us home for the day because we couldn't stop laughing. Well, at least we weren't on TV. This is a local meteorologist in Maine who went on for like a minute and a half. And when I say laugh, wait until you hear the unfortunate noise that he makes.
And resulting in the chance for some heavier precipitation, a few bands of storms in some spots. We got.
Okay, that's nothing. He's not laughing yet.
Finish up this weather right now.
I'm so sorry. I'm so annoyed over here. That is an unfortunate laugh.
Plenty of those 70s, some low 80s and spots of Monday.
He's still trying to get some temperatures in.
I can have this scream. I've never had this happen before.
He's never had that happen before.
Oh, jeez. All right, let me get it together real quick.
Trying desperately to get it together.
I'm so sorry. Dew points will be falling off.
At what point do you just quit?
This is what rain falls like.
No idea. No idea whatsoever what he's saying.
But let's just throw it to the 7 days. Oh my gosh.
Right, he's trying to throw it to the 7 day forecast.
7 days in the low 80s. For inland areas, coastal spots. Different story, a little cooler. A load of the 70s. Josh, please take it.
Now he's begging the co-host, Josh, to take over because he can't stop laughing.
What happened to professionalism, Patrick?
What indeed? Okay, so, oh my goodness. Kudos to you for trying to keep going.
There's a story that in New Orleans, they are using AI to answer 911 calls. That seems all bad. Details coming up on K-Rock. I do a podcast called Three-Fourths Human. It's me, it's Sluggo, it's Kat Corbett, who worked here for a long time, and a ChatGPT, the speaking version. We've been doing it for about a year and a half since they came out with the speaking version. We call him Cornelius. Don't know why. Just the name that came to our head. There's a story that in New Orleans, they're using AI to answer 911 calls. And after dealing with ChatGPT or AI for a year and a half, that scares the hell out of me. And everywhere I look, it seems like people are saying, yeah, that's great. They'll be able to help. And so we recently had Nadia Madden on, who was a 911 operator for 20 years. She also wrote on the TV show 911. And we were talking about AI answering 911 calls. And Kat Corbett here is talking about her problem with dealing with any kind of AI on the line.
I mean, the automated stuff when I make a call. I am always having to go call back, like CVS. Are you calling about a prescription refill?
No.
And I say yes too fast, and then it says, I didn't hear you. Right, Could you say it again? And then I'm like, I can't imagine, like, something really bad is happening, and I'm losing my shit, and I'm dealing with that. I Like, what then?
Real solve is, why don't you hire more dispatchers?
Please. And what's the answer to that? Why don't they?
Money.
Money.
I want to ask Cornelius, can you pretend you're an emergency dispatcher and answer the phone?
Emergency? Which service do you require?
I think my mommy is having a heart attack.
Well, in that case, listen, where are you right now? I mean, this is an AI voice.
I'm at home.
I'll do my best.
I'm at home.
It's not a great idea, I don't think, for it, is it?
What? My mommy's having a heart attack. I'm at home. Help.
Right. Well, what's the address? That's what I need.
I don't know. I'm five.
Right. Well.
Well, you've had a good 5-year run.
Yeah, not doing so good there. Not so hot. That's not good.
Scene. Oh my God.
3/4 human with Kevin, Cat, and Sluggo and AI.
You can get the audio podcast anywhere, including the Odyssey app, and you can watch the commercial-free video at patreon.com/3/4human. We have the 420 catch of the day, our new music feature, in about a half hour, and coming up just after 4 o'clock is 3 Things at 4 with Megan Holliday. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. 3 Things at 4 is coming up next.
A couple of goats tried to hop on a bus in Portland this week, and I just found that hilarious. So that story's coming up next on K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Turnstile put out a new album today called Never Enough Versions.
Woo!
And we've got a very cool song for you coming up at 4:20 for the catch of the day. First, Megan Holliday is here with 3 Things at 4.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
3 Things at 4.
1, 2, 3. Number one, two goats tried to hop on a bus in Portland this week. So
actual goats.
Actual goats. Okay. They're brothers. Here's the story.
Billy the Goat and Billy the Kid are the prime suspects in the Great Gate Escape.
They was on a stroll. They probably had enough to eat and was just like, oh, let's just keep on going.
The Tuesday morning walk didn't take them far. Just around the corner to Southeast 162nd Avenue and Division Street, where the two goat brothers decided to catch a TriMet bus. At 7:40 a.m., the escapees hop on with ease. Maybe they needed a lift to goat yoga, or perhaps their landscaping job.
Okay.
But this attempted ride lasted less than 20 seconds. Two human passengers ushered them right back off.
It's because there's no goats around here, so people are like, whoa, a goat? What is that?
Goat owner Ray Anderson, also known as rapper Copper Lock, says they made it back before he even realized they were gone. He learned on social media that they hitched a ride from a passerby.
What the hell is going on in that story?
He's so funny.
He's a rapper?
He's a rapper, and he's got a couple of goats in his backyard. Number two, a Brooklyn resident almost lost two irreplaceable family heirloom rings after they were accidentally thrown in the trash.
Oh, no.
Yeah, here's that story.
One Brooklyn woman nearly lost two rings in the trash until sanitation workers saved the day. The pair of family heirlooms accidentally went out with the garbage, and that's when New York City's strongest stepped up. Sanitation workers tracked down the truck. They sifted through tons of trash at a transfer station until they recovered the rings. On social media, a sanitation department spokesperson said the workers were just happy to help out.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know, that never happens.
That's crazy.
So wild. And number three, it's Friday, so we like to talk about new movies that are coming out this weekend. The Dog Stars is Ridley Scott's post-apocalyptic survival thriller starring Jacob Elordi, Margaret Qualley, Josh Brolin, and Guy Pearce. Idiots is a comedy crime film starring Dave Franco and O'Shea Jackson Jr. And Buddy is a supernatural comedy slasher film starring Kristen Bellotti. And it looks so creepy.
Can't wait.
I will not be going out in the theaters to see this, but I think that you will love this.
Can't wait.
Dog. I'm Megan Holliday. That was 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a strange album that is out today, and I love it. Never Enough Versions is the name of it. Turnstile released it. It's a reimagining of every track from Never Enough, their last year, album. It's a wild lineup. There's 22 different takes on 14 original tracks. There's mixing covers, remixes, hybrid remix covers. I'm about to play you one by Elton John, who takes over Sea and Stars. Also, death metal legends Dying Fetus turn Birds into a brutal deathcore reinterpretation. Thank God that song's getting some energy behind it. Here's Brendan from Turnstile talking about this album and the people that are on it.
The gift is actually, it's ours to receive for this one, you know, because it's like, it actually is, it feels very, we're just all so flattered that these people who we're such fans of and just love and admire so much are just willing to kind of, you know, offer their voice and be part of the, you know, this project and this universe. It's like such a, it's such an honor, truly. Like all of us couldn't believe it. And just hearing it, you know, in the voice of these people that you just love their world and their voice so much. And then hearing these songs, it's just kind of further for us being able to hear the songs in different ways. And it's amazing.
So this is Sea and Stars. It's Elton John from Turnstile's Never Enough Versions. That is Elton John on Sea and Stars with Turnstile. The album is Never Enough Versions, and that was Sea and Stars, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We have Almost Monday here at the radio station on Monday.
Woo! Taking over the In-N-Out Burger sound space. Your last chance to win your way into that is coming up during What's Your Story on K-Rock.
One Brooklyn woman nearly lost two rings in the trash.
Not ideal.
Nope.
Not what you want. To throw it out in the trash.
Yep.
Not the house trash, yep. But the trash.
Out in the truck. On the truck.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, it is K-Rock. It is What's Your Story? You thought you lost something forever is the topic, because this woman thought she lost two rings.
Until sanitation workers saved the day, the pair of family heirlooms accidentally went out with the garbage, and that's when New York City's strongest stepped up. Sanitation workers tracked down the truck.
By the way, I don't think this is a surprise to anybody that lives there.
Yeah, because I feel like this wouldn't happen in L.A., to be honest.
I don't think so either. Yeah. But, you know, my daughter lives there, and I do get the idea that they are much better about taking care of each other.
Yeah.
So something like this happens, they mean it. Like,
yeah,
they
step it up.
Yeah, they really do.
They sifted through tons of trash at a transfer station until they recovered the rings. On social media, a sanitation department spokesperson said the workers were just happy to help out.
And needed a reward. So what are you going to give us? All right. So the topic for today is, you thought you lost something forever. 800-520-1067. How did that get solved? Did somebody else help you? Like in this particular story, did you find it when you moved three years later and you didn't realize it was there? That kind of thing. You thought you lost something forever. 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we're going to get you in to see Almost Monday in the In-N-Out Burger sound space on Monday.
You thought you lost something forever. 800-520-1067. It is What's Your Story on K-Rock. You thought that you lost something forever is the topic.
714 says, my mom lost her wedding ring once and looked for it everywhere. Then one Christmas, she found it in the pocket of a Christmas apron. She was never going to find it until Christmas rolled around again. So lucky she did.
Incredible. Woo! You thought you lost something forever.
818 said, when I was 3, my teddy bear went missing. My mom found it hidden after my grandma died 20 years later. Grandma was a strange bird. She thought children should not play with their toys. Toys should be stored out of the reach of children so they stay pristine.
What?
Oh my God.
Crazy grandma.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
And we are taking your phone calls on You Thought You Lost Something Forever. And for the best caller,
We're going to come out and see Almost Monday in the In-N-Out Burger sound space on Monday.
All right. You thought you lost something forever?
Yeah, it was a watch. I was skiing at Steamboat Springs, and I was up all over the top of the mountain. And then when I looked, my watch was gone. It was a nice watch. And I went and filled out the forms, but didn't think I'd get it. But they actually mailed it back to me.
No kidding. Wow. Yeah.
Someone found it on the slopes for you?
Yeah, sometime in the summer, I guess, when everything melted.
Wow, that's really cool.
I know, that's so rare.
Yeah. K-Rock, hello.
I was engaged to my husband. I'm an occupational therapist, and I was working with my students, and we had a big ball pit. And one of the smaller side gems on my engagement ring had popped off we didn't know where. I was working with my kiddos. I went back, and I looked at my ring, and it was just gone.
Oh,
so
no.
I was so upset. upset, and I asked all my coworkers to try to look through this large clinic, and everyone was searching, crawling around on the ground, and it turned out that it was found at the bottom of the ball pit.
Oh, my God.
What are the chances, even if they knew it was in that ball pit, what are the chances they could find it?
I know. I it was gone forever. I was convinced.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And I was so excited to find it.
K-Rock, hello.
I lost my wedding ring and my wedding band. It was Thanksgiving. I washed them. I put them in a napkin. The next day, our friends came over, and everybody helped us clean up because we, you know, ate the leftovers and stuff.
Right.
And it got thrown away in the trash. Our trash was full in the house, so my husband was going to take the trash to work to dump it over there.
Right.
Then he took it to work and threw it away over there. And then I realized that my rings were gone. We looked everywhere in the house, couldn't find them. And then we said, well, maybe it's in the trash. So his boss called the trash man and asked for them not to pick up the trash. And my husband and his coworker literally went through like every bag of trash that was in that giant dumpster.
Wow.
And they found them.
Oh, my God.
That is
so lucky.
Improbable at best.
And that trash should have left to the dumpster like 3 times.
Wow. That is amazing. God. K-Rock, hello.
A couple years ago, I got evicted from my apartment, and they took all my furniture and all my clothes because I couldn't get them. But my letterman's jacket was in the apartment. So a couple years later goes by, I was at a thrift store, and my letterman's jacket was there.
No way! What? That's,
no, hey, 100% true, man.
What? How much did you have to pay to get your own letterman's jacket back?
I told them it was mine, so they kind of, you know, I showed them my ID, had my last name on it, and they just said, hey, you know what? This is a good find. It's yours.
Oh, wow. That's really sweet. That's amazing that you found it.
That is crazy that you went into that store and found it.
Exactly.
All right. You thought you lost something forever?
800-520-1067.
We are taking your calls and texts on You Thought You Lost Something Forever.
310 said, my mom bought me a very special vintage spiral ring, and I lost it at a big concert downtown. I thought about that ring and searched for it absolutely everywhere all the time. I would suddenly think about it at times and get really bummed. Then one day, a year later, I was at a party and found some girl wearing it and talked her into giving it back to me.
What?
That is insane. Please call us.
We want you to see Weezer in Boston on K-Rock Road Trip USA, destination number 8.
So it's going to be your final chance coming up at 6 o'clock. Tickets to see them at Crypto and get qualified to be on the standby boarding list for the trip to Boston.
Taking phone calls of You Thought You Lost Something Forever.
Yes. So when I was about 10 years old, my mom gave me her old wallet, and I saved up about $200 in it. And I thought I lost it forever. I couldn't find it, and I ended up finding it 25 years later with $200, my mom's ID, and my $200 in it.
What? And where was it?
It was underneath a bed in, like, if you look under the bed, like the little bed frame, it was a big brown wallet, and I put it under the bed, and I just stuck it inside the bed, like the metal part.
And then you just forgot where you put it.
I knew I put it under the bed, and I looked, and I couldn't find it forever. And my mom was pissed because I lost her wallet and my $200 I saved up as a 10-year-old.
And her ID.
We f-ing found it, yeah. It was the best ever.
K-Rock, hello.
I thought I lost like $4,000 in a brand new wallet, and it didn't even have my identification in it. And I had a back trace back to the store that I was at, and lo and behold, somebody turned my wallet in to the police.
Somebody turned your wallet in to the police.
That never happens.
And since there was like no identification in the wallet, except for one receipt that showed that I purchased something for 99 cents.
Okay, so you had a receipt that you bought something for 99 cents.
At the store.
Wow.
And I was able to identify this to the cops. I was like, there's this amount of money in this wallet. I bought it. There's no identification in it. And here's my receipt.
$4,000 was still in that wallet.
You are not good with money.
Oh my God, $4,000+ in there. And I, the police officer told me the person that returned my wallet, and he said that he did it because his he wanted to show his kid some, you know, good heartedness.
Wow, so that is that is incredible.
Isn't that incredible? That's so awesome. My luck was perfect.
K-Rock, hello.
Yes, hello. Talking about stuff you got back.
Yep. You thought you lost something forever.
Yeah. My championship football ring from the Rose Bowl.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Somebody threw a brick through the window of my car and stole my briefcase that had that ring in it from the 2004 National Championship at USC.
Wow.
So I figure I lost it forever.
Of course.
I got a call about a year and a half later from the West Covina Police Department saying that, well, my initials were in the ring. All the players got their initials inscribed inside the ring.
Right.
She was going to post it to sell it on the police auction, and she said, this has got to be somebody's. This is unique. She called the school. They gave her my contact information, and the woman from the police department called me up and says, I think I have something of yours, and I got my USC championship ring back.
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
That really is unbelievable.
Wow.
When I heard you, when you guys talking about that today, I said, no one's going to, this story's like the best one.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay.
I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you, man.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Take care. All right.
We've heard a lot of really good stories today.
It's really hard to believe most of them.
Yes. But you know who I really loved?
Letterman jacket?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's David.
David, congratulations.
Right on.
David, you're coming out to Almost Monday in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space on Monday, dude.
Yeah, and I'm hungry.
Excellent. All right, you procrastinators, you have one chance left to get the Weezer tickets.
And get on the standby boarding list to see them in Boston. That is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.